I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, November 26th. A plane collided with another plane at Logan Airport last night. Massport said a tug vehicle towing an empty JetBlue plane struck a Cape Air plane at slow speed near Terminal C at about 6:30 last night. There were no injuries, and Massport said the incident was minor. The accident delayed the Orlando-bound flight for hours and delayed other passengers on the tarmac about to take off. Cape Air said the JetBlue plane came into contact with Cape Air Flight 5101, which had landed at Logan from Nantucket. The flight was carrying three passengers and two crew members, and Cape Air said no injuries were reported. The incident comes the same day that an American Airlines plane clipped the wingtip of a Frontier Airlines plane at Terminal E earlier yesterday. There were no injuries during that incident either, according to Massport. The Federal Aviation Administration said the American Airlines plane was pulling into its gate when its wing hit the wing tip of a parked Frontier Airlines plane. JetBlue is also analyzing the tug that was towing its plane to the gate. Passengers scheduled to fly to Orlando with that plane did take off about 3 hours later on a different plane. A woman has pleaded guilty to driving under the influence in a deadly 2022 car crash in Hull. Jennifer Bowes was sentenced to 3 to 5 years in prison over the March 25th, 2022 head-on crash that killed 64-year-old John Duxbury. Duxbury was pronounced dead shortly after the crash on Nantasket Avenue. Bowes and her young child, who was in the back seat of her car, were taken to South Shore Hospital, where the medical team treating her found signs that she was impaired and flagged her for police. Investigators found she had cocaine and other drugs in her system. Bowes will spend 3 to 5 years in prison, followed by 5 years probation for motor vehicle homicide, child endangerment while operating under the influence, and reckless endangerment of a child. She will have to surrender her driver's license for 15 years. Authorities are offering a $5,000 reward for information as officials investigate a blaze at a building site in Kingston earlier this month that sparked brush fires in the surrounding area. Firefighters responding to the fire on Wapping Road at about 1:30 in the morning on November 17th. At the site, they found the building was under construction, a two-story wood-framed structure fully engulfed in flames, and nearby brush burning as well. The building began to collapse shortly after firefighters arrived, sending embers into the surrounding area and sparking brush fires around the site and across the street. It took firefighters about 3 hours to contain the fires and prevent them from spreading to other wooded areas. The cause and origin of the fire are being investigated by state and local officials. With most of Massachusetts under a critical drought, wildfires have been burning through the state since late October. Officials said recent precipitation helped to alleviate the red flag conditions, but that the risk of fires is still high. Well, the New England Patriots could have safety Jabril Peppers back in the fold when they host the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. Peppers was removed from the NFL commissioner exempt list yesterday. The 29-year-old was placed on that exempt list on October 9th after he was arrested in Braintree on multiple charges, including assault and battery on an intimate partner, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, strangulation, and possession of cocaine. The NFL's investigation into the incident is ongoing, but Peppers is officially eligible to participate in all team activities and play in games. Peppers' return would bring a significant boost to New England's ailing secondary through 4 games this season. The defensive captain has tallied 23 tackles, an interception, and 2 passes defended. A trial date for Peppers' case has been set for January 22, 2025. The Healey Driscoll administration has awarded nearly $3.8 million in state and federal funds to support state, local, and nonprofit agencies working to combat intimate partner violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and stocking. The state awarded over $3.2 million in continuation funding to 42 organizations through the federally funded Violence Against Women Act grant program. Here in Quincy, Dove Domestic Violence Ended is receiving over $82,000 from that grant. In addition, five district attorney's offices were awarded a total of $475,000 through the Human Trafficking Enforcement and Training Grant Program. The state-funded grants will support efforts to enhance the ability of prosecutors and police to identify, assist, and provide referral services to victims of commercial sexual exploitation. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office will receive almost $157,000. Manette Community Health Center of Quincy has earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for Ambulatory Healthcare Accreditation by demonstrating continuous compliance with its performance standards. The Gold Seal is a symbol of quality that reflects a healthcare organization's commitment to providing safe and quality patient care. Manette has been continuously accredited since 1999. Manette underwent a rigorous, unannounced, three-day on-site review from August 28th through the 30th. During that visit, a team of Joint Commission reviewers visited each of Manette's eight practice locations in Quincy, Hull, Taunton, and Attleboro and evaluated them for compliance with ambulatory health care standards spanning several areas, including emergency management, environment of care, infection prevention and control, leadership, medication management, and rights and responsibilities of the individual. The YMCA logo features a triangle, symbolizing the unification of spirit, mind, and body. It also represents one of the Y of Massachusetts' highest honors, the Triangle Award. On November 19th, over 500 YMCA leaders from across the state gathered at Gillette Stadium for the Massachusetts Alliance of YMCA's 2024 annual meeting. During that event, South Shore YMCA President and CEO Paul Gorman was honored with the 2024 Triangle Award for his outstanding leadership and dedication to advancing the Y mission. The Triangle Award recognizes a longstanding YMCA professional who's driven substantial positive advancements for their YMCA and its members, including significant development, implementation, and management that incorporates and interprets the YMCA mission, emphasizing values, creativity, innovation, volunteer involvement, positive measurable results, and a positive impact on the association, community, and peers. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow was up 440 points. The NASDAQ added 51, and the S&P rose 18. Asian stocks mostly declined as worry spread over President-elect Donald Trump's comment that he plans to impose sweeping new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China as soon as he takes office. The dollar's down, the euro fell, and oil at $69 a barrel. Sports. Celtics beat the Clippers 126-94. They'll be in Chicago Friday night at 8. The Bruins host Vancouver tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, scattered showers and off and on rain with a high 48 degrees. For tonight, late clearing at a low of 32. Tomorrow, sunshine returns, high 48. On Thanksgiving Day, rain and a wintry mix north and west with a high Thursday of 45. Black Friday, partly cloudy at a high 44. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 knots become southerly 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots later today. High tide 7:42 a.m. and 8:07 p.m. Sunrise at 6:48, sets at 4:14. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Wednesday at 6 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, November 26th.